Three men in different cases investigated by the Regional Human Exploitation and Trafficking Unit have been sentenced to prison.
My office remains unwavering in its commitment to protecting children and vulnerable individuals from exploitation and abuse. These cases reflect a clear message. Those who seek to harm, traffic, or exploit others in Washoe County will be identified, arrested, and held fully accountable under the law.
Corey Jones is facing 25 years in prison with parole eligibility after 10 years after he attempted to engage in sexual conduct with children. He previously pled guilty to attempted lewdness with a child under 14 and conspiracy to commit sexual assault against a child under 14. Jones had reached out, unsolicited, to a decoy profile of a father that was interested in taboo sexual preferences. Jones messaged back and forth with an undercover or UC detective regarding a possible sexual meetup. The UC asked Jones if he would be interested in having his fictitious 9-year-old daughter and 3-year-old son join in, to which Jones expressed excitement about engaging in sexual acts with the children. During a recorded conversation at the scheduled meet with the UC, Jones again confirmed the desire to have sex with the children. He was subsequently arrested by heat detectives. Willie Starks has been sentenced to 4 years in prison with parole eligibility after 1 year. He was arrested for pandering after he attempted to recruit a UC detective to work under him as her pimp. The conversation between Starks and the UC began in September of 23 when he reached out to her social media account. The two continued to chat off and on for 2 years before Starks escalated the conversation in October of last year. At that point, he repeatedly asked the undercover if she made money and talked about how she could make more, saying things like, quote, "You could be my hoe, but we'll still be cool if you could be a bottom hoe." After setting up an in-person meet at a supposed friend's house, heat detectives and officers with the regional gang unit arrested Starks when he arrived. Alfred Johnson III was sentenced to 3 years in prison, with parole eligibility after 1 year, after pleading guilty to soliciting a child for prostitution and attempted child abuse involving sexual exploitation. An online operation by Heat in October of 2025 included posing as a 16-year-old girl on websites known for illicit commercial sex. Johnson reached out to the alleged child, offering to pay for sex. The undercover reconfirmed with Johnson that she was 16 years old and then set up a meeting. He was arrested as soon as he arrived. Deputy District Attorney Darcy Cameron prosecuted all three cases, with the Honorable Scott Freeman presiding and imposing the sentence.